From the Heart, March 22, God Revealed in Nature and Jesus. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. The created works of God are a pictured history of ministry. The Son is doing its appointed work in ministering to all animate and inanimate nature. It causes the trees to grow and yield their blessings in fruit. It causes vegetation to flourish for the benefit of all. The moon also has its mission. It makes light in the nighttime for our happiness. And the stars also are marshaled in the heavens to minister to the enjoyment of the world. None of us can fully understand the appointment of these silent watchers, but they all have their work of ministry. The deep waters, too, have their place in God's great plan. The mountains and the rocks are subjects for meditation and contain lessons for the student. Everything in nature, the humblest flower and the grass that carpets the earth with its covering of green, proclaims the goodness and love of God to us. His thoughts and works are so connected with one another that we can read in nature the great love of God for a fallen world. The universe contains one great masterpiece of infinite wisdom in the innumerable diversities of His great works, which in their matchless variety form a perfect whole. By close investigation, God's innumerable providences in the natural world are found to have connection one with another. And in tracing these links in the chain of providence, we are led to become better acquainted with the great center. This is a truth worthy of our careful study. Jesus Christ is the one great unity. He possesses the attributes that harmonize all diversities. And He, the gift above all others, was given to our world to give expression to the mind and character of God, that every intelligent being who will may see God in the revelation of His Son. All these things were given by God to the human family. Have you looked upon God's created works as prepared by His hand to minister to the happiness of the human family? There is a precious reward awaiting those who are faithful in their ministry. They will have a home in the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for them that love Him and wait for His appearing.